All yoga programs consist of a combination of breathing practices, known as pranayama, stretches or postures, known as asanas, and meditation. Different schools of yoga emphasize variations in intensity and focus within these core components. For example, variations in the speed and depth of breathing and use of the mouth, nostrils, and throat all produce different results, and some techniques have powerful effects on energy. In our classes, we keep the approach simple. Many of our patients are barely aware of their breath, so learning to focus on the in and out breath, to notice whether the breath was fast or slow, and to count breaths in some poses can be a significant accomplishment. We gradually introduce a limited number of classic postures. The emphasis is not on getting the poses right, but on helping the participants notice which muscles are active at different times. The sequences are designed to create a rhythm between tension and relaxation, something we hope they will begin to perceive in their day-to-day lives. We don't teach meditation as such, but we do foster mindfulness by encouraging students to observe what is happening in different parts of their body from pose to pose. In our studies, we keep seeing how difficult it is for traumatized people to feel completely relaxed and physically safe in their bodies. We measure our subjects' HRV by placing tiny monitors on their arms during Shavasana, the pose at the end of most classes, during which practitioners lie face up, palms up, arms and legs relaxed. Instead of relaxation, we picked up too much muscle activity to get a clear signal. Rather than going into a state of quiet repose, our students' muscles often continue to prepare them to fight unseen enemies. A major challenge in recovering from trauma remains being able to achieve a state of total relaxation and safe surrender.